VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube.
Welcome to CNN 10.
Good day, listeners. It's time for our news briefing. Overseas spectators banned from Tokyo Olympics. The coronavirus pandemic has caused a lot of problems for the Tokyo Olympics. It's already been postponed since 2020, and the Olympic Organizing Committee just announced that spectators and fans from other countries will not be allowed. What? Does that mean I can't support my favorite national teams and cheer for them in person? Unfortunately, that seems to be the case here. People who already bought tickets will get a full refund, but it's not clear yet how many people from Japan will be able to attend the games. The reason for the new restriction, according to the International Olympic Committee, is that the worldwide COVID-19 situation is still very challenging and that international travel is still severely restricted. The decision to delay the games has already taken a toll on some athletes, though others are grateful for the extra training time. Olympic fencer Ryo Miyake took up a new job last year, delivering food for Uber Eats to make extra cash and stay in shape during the pandemic. On the other hand, sport climber Akio Noguchi was happy to have an extra year of practice. She was planning to retire after 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games when sport climbing was supposed to make its Olympic debut. However, she has pushed back her retirement by 1 year in order to make the Olympics the last competition of her career. For Japan, tens of billions of dollars are at stake for Japanese national pride. But for athletes, a lifetime of dedication hangs in balance, as does their mental well-being. When COVID-19 hit, many charities and nonprofit organizations in America faced difficulty operating and providing support in the midst of the pandemic. One of the challenges was how to continue helping people when in-person interactions are limited. A nonprofit organization called Eye to Eye, dedicated to supporting children and students with learning and attention difficulty, went virtual. Yes, that's right, online, like many other schools out there. David Flink, the founder of the organization, discovered his ADHD symptoms when he was in elementary school, and since then, his school days had not been a happy memory.
I remember fondly really loving school, and that feeling ended probably first or second grade. I didn't know that I have dyslexia, and I could either be the dumb kid or I could be the bad kid. Instead of sitting there and feeling dumb, I just started acting out. I mean, at one point, literally my desk was moved to the hallway.
After attaining his graduate degree in education from Columbia University, Flink embarked on a mission to help make schools better for kids. Statistics show that 50% of students in high school, if faced with learning disabilities, end up in the juvenile justice system, which means they would go to jail for teenagers. That's why David Flink felt he had the responsibility to give back to the society. Eye to Eye provides a safe space that's constructed around what's right for kids so they can talk about their experiences. The organization uses art as a way to help facilitate conversation for children.
I want them to know that their brains are beautiful. I want them to leave feeling like they know how to ask for what they need and that they can do it. And that's what we give them.
Check out today's CNN 10 video to find out more. And now here's our sentence of the day. The decision to delay the games has already taken a toll on some athletes, though others are grateful for the extra training time. Once again, the decision to delay the games has already taken a toll on some athletes, though others are grateful for the extra training time. And now let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, decision. Decision, which means a choice that you can make and what you decide. For example, the company will reach a decision on whether to go public shortly. Number two, take a toll on. Take a toll on, which means to cause suffering, deaths, or damage. For example, you can say, the problems of the past few months have taken their toll on her health. Number three, grateful. Grateful, which means showing or expressing thanks, especially to another person. For example, after the earthquake, we felt grateful to be alive. Alright, and that's all the time we have for today. Although it's a pity that we can't go and support our favorite teams in the upcoming Tokyo Olympics, but I'm sure everyone's gonna watch it online and cheer anyways. April Fool's Day is coming up. Make sure you get extra suspicious when you're offered some Oreos, because you might have to brush your teeth afterwards. This is Ken Miao, and I'll see you guys again next week. Bye-bye!